A new czar refuses to appear on The Daily Show. 5th of September, 2006. This is Reverend Zim with UNnews. New York, New York. UNnews czar Oliver O'Reilly addressed a crowd of journalists today in Times Square in front of Comedy Channel studios and shook the foundation of journalism to its core. Citing creative differences between he and Jon Stewart, Ollie refused an invitation to the barely popular Daily Show. Quote, "That smegging bastard Stewart has a lot of balls trying to entice one of us onto his show," unquote, said a slightly drunk O'Reilly on the invitation to an UNnews anchor. Quote, "If he thinks he can ride UNnews coattails to glory, thereby saving his plummeting ratings, he's a right wanker," unquote. A feud has been simmering slowly on low heat since last June, when The Daily Show was stealing talent away from UNnews. Stewart's minions offered such perks as an actual salary, power, and a nice wardrobe to unwitting UNnews staff in a feeble attempt to bugger UPR. That's us, UNnews Public Radio. On July 14th, Stewart made his bid for a hostile takeover of UNnews by offering free beer and ganja to staff. Despite the fact that every member of UPR joyfully accepted, believing this would lead to increased productivity and job satisfaction, the evil plan failed when staffers woke up the next morning with no memory of the previous day. Lawyers for UNnews successfully argued that besotted and stoned anchors were not legally bound to a contract signed just before passing out. In a related story, Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report offered his services as a stud to any encyclopedian over the rank of second lieutenant. Reverend Zimulator is the only holdout, citing his fondness for latex and electric underwear. Quote, "There's one thing I'm sure Colbert is not," unquote, said the Reverend. Quote, "And that is kinky," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.